Trump hold he held actually a campaign rally in Youngstown, Ohio. This was for the U.S. Senate nominee J.D. Vance. He was also there endorsing a few other people on the ballot. But of course, he's Donald Trump, and he can't help himself. He actually started talking about money and asking how people were feeling about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we should preface by saying every Trump rally, every rally that Trump holds is for Trump. And he allows other people to be there and will make it appear as though he's trying to help someone else. Mm-hmm. There were several good points he made in this rally. And one of them, and I thought was most prevalent, is he really lays out what's going on in this country, at least economically, right now. Take a listen.
The stock market just had one of the worst seven-day periods in history, and it actually had the seven worst day. Think of it, seven worst day in the history of our country. It's been one of the worst years for stocks in history. How are your 401ks doing? Not too good. People are getting wiped out. It wouldn't have happened. There was no reason for it. Inflation just reached another historic high. Congratulations. Surging food, energy, and electricity prices are busting family budgets, crushing small businesses and causing shortages, suffering, mayhem, and despair. Yet Biden and the Democrat Congress keep spending us further and further into oblivion, pouring fuel on the inflation fire and incinerating trillions of dollars of middle-class wealth. They're doing it at a level that nobody ever thought possible. And Mitch McConnell ought to get on the ball and stop it in the Senate.
And this is what people need to realize. And Trump, I don't know if he meant to, but he's making a good point. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans have facilitated so much of this spending because they have allowed the Democrats, they have participated in continually funding the federal government under Schumer and Biden. Todd Young and Mitch McConnell have numerous times voted to continue to fund the federal government, which not only have they voted to do it, which is wrong, they have not forced the Democrats to blow through their reconciliations. There's only so many reconciliations you can do every year. And by not forcing the Democrats to blow through their reconciliation votes to do essential government function, it gave them the reconciliation votes on things like the Biden Green Dream. The reason that stuff was allowed to pass is because Todd Young and Mitch McConnell and the Republicans voted time and again with Democrats to fund the federal government. Mm-hmm. 100% right.
Yeah, and he's not wrong. The S&P 500 fell by almost 10% in the past month. The NASDAQ taking a big hit, falling 12%. So currently, the S&P 500 heading for a big annual loss, one of the biggest since 2008. The Great Recession. But we're not in a recession right now. Remember that.
Yeah.
You've been told.
Yes.
We're not in a recession right now.
Now, Trump also made the case for voting Republican in the fall. Mm-hmm. And Casey, I'd like to play this mm-hmm. audio, and then you and I, let's do a little role play and ponder exactly what we get mm-hmm. if we vote Republican
okay.
this fall.
Are laying waste to Democrat-run cities. The southern border has been completely erased. We no longer have a border. Think of it. 2 years ago, we had the strongest border in the history of our country. We no longer have a border. Our country is being invaded. It's an invasion by millions of illegal aliens from all over the planet. And left-wing sickos are pumping toxic anti-American propaganda into the minds of our beautiful youth. They're destroying our youth. The choice this November is simple. If you want to continue this national catastrophe, vote for the radical left Democrats. Do it. Go ahead. You won't have a country left. If you want to stop the destruction of America and really reinvigorate that good old-fashioned American dream, you must vote Republican. Have to do it.
Okay, Casey, let's role play, shall we?
Sure.
I'll be the inquisitive voter.
Okay.
Trying to make up my mind, mm-hmm. and you be the Republican congressional / Senate candidate, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Madam candidate, if I vote for Republicans this fall, mm-hmm. what will I get?
Well, Nancy Pelosi might retire.
Oh, let me ask it another way. Uh-huh. If I vote for Republicans this fall, how will my life be more beneficial?
Well, they might put Title 42 back in place.
Let me phrase it another way. If I vote Republican this fall, what platforms do you have to ensure my existence will be better than it currently is?
Oh. Well, they could stop the weaponization of the DOJ.
Let me phrase it another way. If I were to pull the lever for the Republicans this year, what are the four things you are pledging to do and stand behind that will benefit me as a U.S. consumer and taxpayer in this country?
Okay, here's the only answer that I have that's real. Rand Paul can investigate Fauci.
That's it. This is the point. There's no platform. There's no nothing. Yes, what Trump is saying is true. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are destroying America, but the Republicans don't stand for anything either. There's nothing they're offering you that they say, if you vote for us, we will fill in the blank, which you would say, wow, things are going to get markedly better if we vote for you.
That's exactly what I have in my notes, Rob. The biggest problem here, what do they stand for? We need a contract with America. What are the talking points? And a large chunk of independent swing voters are fiscally conservative, yet socially liberal. But the Republicans have failed at being fiscally conservative, so they're not going to get those independents who they need. They need the base, and they need independents. And they're blowing off the independents.
This would be the question I will ask to every single Republican. I would ask to every single Republican running for public office. So at a national level. So in the state of Indiana, we've got two of those this year. You got the Duke of Spendingburg, Todd Young, who's mm-hmm. up for re-election. And then, you know, you've got your U.S. Congress person. So in this case, mine would be Jim Baird, who is a total zero as a congressman and totally worthless. If I vote for you, since you were a part of the problem that was created, mm-hmm. which was the mass unaccountable magical money printing factory and emboldening and enabling Dr. Fauci and the goof troop, what am I going to get that's going to be different? Mm-hmm. Every single Republican should have to answer this question, because Trump is right. The Democrats are destroying this country, but the Republicans have destroyed it too. So if I vote for you, Todd, what's going to be different this time? Todd already told me in a room full of people, I'm not stopping spending the money. So what's the difference? What is the difference between McDermott and Todd Young? What is the difference? And then you suggest, well, you know, there's a third party who actually has pledged to be super fiscally accountable and responsible mm-hmm. and will not do deficit spending. And well, the libertarians, well, they can't win. You're right. Because you've said, no matter what, I will kneel at the altar of one of these two colossal failures, Tom McDermott or Todd Young.
Yeah. So what? It comes down to wedge issues, because they're both spending.
Sure.
Like crazy. So then it will come down to these social issues.
We have one more clip from Trump before we go to a break. Mm-hmm. And this is a phenomenal roasting of the deep state and government officials who try to destroy him.
For six straight years, I've been harassed, investigated, defamed, slandered, and persecuted like no other president, and probably like no one in American history. Yet all I have ever wanted and all we've ever fought for is to simply, very simply, make America great again. The unhinged persecution of me and my staff, and they go into people that know me and they threaten them with jail time. Unless you say something bad about Trump, they're threatening them. These people are sick. They're sick.
All right. They go in. We're gonna get to a break.
Yeah, he's gonna be in North Carolina next week, and they've also announced that Donald Trump will return to Michigan again. Remember, he said he was never coming back to that state again. But he is. He's gonna be there October 1st, 38 days before the election.